Intervju Radija Študent.
Francoske multimedijske in žanrsko neulovljive atrakcije Ezekiel, ki jutri že četrtič prihaja na domače odre, tokrat na odr Kina Šiška, nam verjetno ni treba posebej predstavljati. Ezekiel je namreč bend, ki uživa status edinstvenega koncertnega akta, pri katerem se glasba in svetloba prepletata do onemoglosti ter tvorita specifično audiovizualno izkušnjo. Po dobrih 22 letih delovanja pa je Ezekiel tudi bend, ki se ponaša s časovno precizno odmerjenimi 5 raznolikimi studijskimi in 4 live albumi, če o umetniških in drugih muzikalnih odvodih in koloracijah niti ne govorimo posebej. Najnovejši projekt, studijski album Lux, ki je luč sveta ogledal konec preteklega leta, pa je povod za vnovičen pohod po evropskih odrskih postojankah. Lux nadaljuje prepoznaven Ezekielov izraz, ki se je že davno odlepil od francoske dub scene, kamor se je Ezekiel na začetku tudi umeščal. Hkrati pa je Lux svetlejši in mitološko bolj poglobljen izdelek, kot pravi tudi Stefan Bajut, bobnar in multiinstrumentalist, član benda od leta 2007, ki smo ga po telefonski liniji ujeli v domačem Ezekielovem studiju.
In November of 2014, you released a new album called Lux, which is first studio album in past 6 years since Battlefield. In the meantime, you worked on several, let's say, orchestral and live projects and released 3 different live albums. So my question is, was this studio pause intentional?
We were working since a long time on this album, and we decided to take time to think about new things for the live. And we had many songs that were quite ready, but we didn't knew exactly how to do this. So we needed time to think about a new project. And Jan developed the wall with lights, and we began to speak about a new project with lights and Lux. So this project gave a new way for the music. So that's the way we made it.
I was asking you this question because it seems to me that because of your whole audiovisual setting, your live performance is not just like a live version of your studio work, but actually creativity in its own sense. So how do you work on a particular project? How do you combine visual and sound aspects? How does one aspect influence the other?
We've got the habit to work together since a long time now, and when Jan said, "Okay, we can go on this way," can you develop something on your electronic drums to combine with the lights? Okay, so I've got days to work on that direction, and after we try, there are things interesting, there are things who are not, and we try to develop this. So it's I give, you give, I try, you try, I say it's good, it's not good. So it's every time like this. We try to combine that we want, that we can, and the dream we have to develop things that we didn't expect. so it's like a conversation.
But also your work seems quite conceptual, not that only you combine various music and visual sources, elements and influences, but with every project or album you follow specific line, like a specific path. Can we talk about looks in this kind of way? What does looks mean as a album concept, as a concept that you're trying to make with this album, and of course live performances?
Since the last album, the last studio album, Battlefield, we were in a special mood. We wanted to combine the horns, the guitars and drums. So we were on the ground, on the battlefield, the muddy battlefield, something very deep, very black, and like a battlefield. So for the Lux album, we wanted to have something lighter, more major, because for me the music of Battlefield is minor. It's very dark and sometimes sad. And for the Lux, we wanted to have the opposite. So when Jan decided to work on light, we wanted to give away to the music something higher, to look in the sky, to imagine the stars and things like this, to have an opposition between Battlefield and Lux.
It seems to me that also you always try to build a specific story with your music, a narrative, as you were speaking about. Are there any other specific references in your music? Of course, I know technology is very important because of lights and also because of sound, but what about any other responses to specific events or situations in the world, let's say?
The cinema. We try to imagine movies or things like this, or a video clip when we work. We are talking about colors, and yes, I think the cinema is a big influence in how music.
Is there any specific cinema, or maybe specific movies, or something like that, or just the cinema as a way of creating art?
We've got I don't know how to say, Jim Jarmusch, realizator, what's the word in English for you know Jim Jarmusch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know him.
This kind of people who are doing very, very special movies, that yes, they're a big influence for us.
But also you are very very specific multimedial group with an intention to create a specific live experience. So in a way you are a very performative musical group. But okay, every genre has its own way of performing, like metal in such a way, dub in another way, even if it's not strictly intentional. But I wonder, till what extent are you influenced by other arts? You said cinema, but what about theater or visual arts? Because you also collaborate with some performance artists, like Slovenian group Betontanz.
Yes.
In a performance called March of Love in 2000. And eight.
I'm
right.
Eight. Yes.
So what about this relation to, let's say, theater?
I think Jan is the best to answer to this question, because me, I'm not good for this answer.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk maybe a little bit more about your live performances, because also interactivity is very important. Okay, not just interactivity, but also contingency, like in the case of you know, that ball that was floating around and creating sound in an interaction with people. What about this contingency, like in a live sound?
Yes, we try to change every time for the live. Now we are three on stage, and Jan is on the side for the technical visuals. But we try to imagine and to build every song like in theater. You got the first act, the second, or like a book, chapters. And every song for this live is a new chapter. So we try to write this, because we are playing 1 hour and 40 minutes, and we try to have a story between all this time, to have the beginning, introduction, and a way to develop the music and the lights, to develop a story.
You see, now you were talking about theater. You were answering my question.
Yes, I realized this. Yes, it's like we try to have a, how to say this, like a story. You get to begin with a good word, with a good intention, to take the audience. Follow me. I will show you and I will tell you a story. That's the way we try to organize this live.
So what to expect on this tour? I mean, in audio and in visual sense. What to expect in Ljubljana on Friday?
I think you can expect something like a travel, like... we are playing also the last album. It's 90% of the last album we play, so it's a new music, and you can expect what can you expect? A very live band, because we are talking a lot of the lights and for this album, but it's also a band who is playing live with real guitar, bass, drum, and electronic. The light is the fourth musician for us. It's a combination of what we are doing together. So you can expect very quiet music. Music a little bit violent sometimes, because we like it. We like black and white. We like peace and war. It's the extreme thing, but we like it.
Stefania, I know you are a very busy man, busy musician. You also worked on some other projects. Can I ask you, where are you now?
Now I'm in the Ezekiel studio.
Okay. Are you doing new music or just practicing for a tour?
Now we are in the studio of Ezekiel, and we are talking with people to make a new creation. We are thinking about many, many things. So, no, it's never ending.
Two questions more. If I'm right, you joined the group in 2007 for an album called Naphthalene. After, let's say, your breakthrough album, Barbary, as I look back on your discography, it seems to me that Naftalin takes a different musical direction,
yes,
away from dub-oriented sound. Based on this assumption, I wonder, how do you work as a band of now three people, and in the past four, how do you influence each other as a musicians with different, you know, pedigree?
It's always a discussion together. When the guys wanted to have a new direction for Naftalin album, they wanted to make music for the babies, and it was this point. So we talk about how to say this, to develop the new concept, and for Battlefield, the beginning of this was Johan wanted to play more guitar, and I wanted to play more live drums, and we wanted to invite friends who playing horns. So it was this point. For Lux, it was the light and the major major for the tonality of the music. So every time we try to make a new thing, it's one word, one concept, or one idea.
So my last question, you also changed label. Till 2010 you worked with Jaring FX,
yes,
which is known as a main institution of new French dub sound. And as soon as French dub scene was established, or maybe even before, you choose your own musical path. In a way, your sound was more trip-hop or post-rock influenced. So I want to ask you, was this break with Jaring FX in a way symbolic? And how do you look back on French dub scene and your position in it?
The way we broke with Jaring FX was that we wanted to do our own thing and the way we want it. So they made Naftalin Battlefield, and after we produce the live with the orchestra, and it was more easy to do things the way we wanted exactly. And for the Lux album, we just wanted to work with fresh hair, with a new vibration. So with the new manager, we decided to join Stéphane and the new label, Ici D'ailleurs. And my point of view on the dub scene, I don't know how to say, because I'm not a specialist for this kind of music. For me, I was listening more rock and roll and more other things than dub. I wasn't the specialist on this kind of music.
Stefanom Babiunom se je pogovarjal Robert.
Intervju Radija Študent.